welcome back to another episode of I'll drink to that. I'm your host, Claire. Okay, so this episode is so late, by like 2 weeks, literally. But it's with my friend Cal. We just graduated with our BFA in musical theater. Soup's exciting. So Cal and I chat once a week. And this was just another once a week thing. We just happened to record it. And I asked a few professional-ish questions. Anyway, I'm home for the holidays. And I completely forgot to even record this intro. So this is literally me just recording on my phone, which is really funny to me. So that might be why it might sound a little bit different. Anyway, happy holidays. This is so late. The show that we're about to talk about that he is in has closed. It's been done for almost a week now. Anyway, enjoy. I probably won't be getting another episode out until mid-January. Actually, I might get one edited next week. We'll see. It might be a really fun New Year's surprise. If one happens. That's all I have for you today. Yeah, that's it. Enjoy, I guess. My bestie Cal.
Hello.
Are we going by Cal and Roberts now? Is that like an official?
Professionally, yes.
Okay. This is like semi-professional. We're gonna talk theater, so I guess this could be professional.
Yeah. I on playbills and everything, but you and I and friends. And you know, I would consider most people a friend. So definitely I go by Cal. But if you know, yeah, I guess strictly professional. I don't know. I mean, I on the resume and when I'm hired and on the playbill, it's Cal and Roberts, but I have always gone by Cal my whole life. So I think
you'll have to tell me when I make a post. I also need your headshot.
Oh, well, yeah, I will send those things over. I guess
I guess for the
post, I would go by Cal and Roberts, you know, I think, and then I would send my headshot over, but then in the interview.
Or it doesn't have to be a headshot. It can be just like a
picture.
Picture of your face.
Swell. I think, I've never really like sat down and really thought about like the technicalities to a further extent. I think it's like interviewing Cal and Roberts. And then throughout the interview, you can call me Cal, since we're
I probably won't say names.
I mean, things
after this because I don't
that's
have
fair
any. I'm really kind of freaked out that there's a mouse somewhere in here.
Yeah, that's I mean scary. You don't know where this mouse has been. You don't
I hope
know.
It's a little bitty.
I would hope so. I hope it's
not like a big huge rat.
Yeah, like a New York rat.
Mm. It looks small. Like I don't even know, but mm-hmm. like it
just
really yeah. got into that Pop-Tart.
Yeah, what kind of Pop-Tart was it?
I don't know. It was whatever Pop-Tart that Maureen left here.
Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed your snack, Remy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was tasty.
Yeah. There's a lot to say about whatever flavor of the Pop-Tart it was. Like, I'm really dying to know.
Should I text Maureen? Should I?
Yeah, I need to know. I need to know.
I wonder if she'll answer her phone.
Fair. I think, I really need to know what. Oh, we're giving her a call. We're doing a call in.
Hello.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Wait, first off, I'm recording the pod with Cal. Say hi.
Hi, Cal.
Hi, Maureen. Miss you.
He says hi and miss you. I have my headphones in.
Oh, miss you.
our question is, what flavor Pop-Tart did you leave here?
Blueberry.
Yeah.
I didn't eat it, but a Remy, the mouse, or rat did. I have to figure that out, but we were talking, I was like, I wonder what flavor Pop-Tart this was. I hope they had a lovely meal.
And I'm sure they did with blueberry.
I'm sure they did because there's poop all in my thing too. And they got to my seaweed. So they had their greens and their sweets and fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not at all. I had a full meal.
Full course meal.
Yeah, full course meal. All right, that was the question. That's all.
Thanks, Maureen. Bye. No, that's honestly a high quality flavor blueberry Pop-Tart.
It is. I'm a strawberry. I think if I'm gonna choose.
See, okay, now the problem, I've always loved the more so like desserty flavor Pop-Tarts, and I lived on those in high school.
The s'mores was my go-to. It's still my go-to.
Yeah, s'mores, I really liked s'mores. I also loved double chocolate. I also really liked what do you have in your hand there, Claire?
Oh
What are you
yeah,
drinking?
well, so this is, because it's called I'll drink to that.
Right. Yes.
What is your drink of choice for the pod?
Okay, so my drink of choice for the pod is, and I went out to go get this. So we have been getting a lot of snow up in Mount Carroll while we're rehearsing, and I still have some more rehearsal to do this evening with the guys. Once we are done with the pod. So, but we ran out to the store quick because I was like, there's no better drink to have while rehearsing a Christmas show in a very Christmas small town than hot chocolate. So, I am drinking some Swiss Miss.
Does
Yes.
it have the marshmallows? Do you have the marshmallows?
No, I do not. I know. They sadly, the Dollar General did not have that. And that's all we're working with, Claire. We're working with
Are
the Dollar
you
General here.
a milk Swiss Miss? Or are you a water milk
No,
or water?
definitely milk. I like my I
I mean,
like
that's
my
the correct answer.
No,
So
oh, correct,
I
correct.
would have had to have just ended the podcast if you said water.
And I wouldn't blame you. I wouldn't blame you. You have to do milk. And I'm drinking it in my favorite mug here at Timberlake.
It's really cute.
Yeah, it says it's time to love.
It is time to
And
love.
I think that there's no better time than now to love. So I agree with this mug full wholeheartedly,
Very
100%.
true. I am drinking a, I have some Bullet in here,
Mm.
some bourbon, and some ginger beer. The ginger beer is really, that face I made was because I've not had ginger beer in a really long time, and this
Sure.
is some strong ginger beer.
Yeah, ginger,
But it's really tasty.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I've ever had ginger beer before. Like ever.
Yeah, you have. You've had a mule before, haven't you?
Yeah,
That's
I
ginger
guess I
beer.
have. I guess I have.
It should be ginger beer. Okay, so tell me what you're doing. Like, what? Why are you at Timberlake?
So I'm currently working on the show Plaid Tidings, which is the Christmas sequel to the musical Forever Plaid, which is the musical about the barbershop quartet that died on the way to their very first gig in 1964, and they have been brought back to perform one more time for Earth, right? To spread their joy through music. And so the Christmas version is the sequel, and so it plays a lot on the first musical, but you don't have to have seen the first musical. It's not like a Love Never Dies situation with Phantom. It is very much so its own standalone, references the other one, but it's not like a you had to have seen the Forever Plaid. So yeah, so I it's a cast of four. It's me and my three besties, as you know.
Are they
Keelan.
there? They should make an appearance at some point if they're
I
there.
wish they were. I can text them right now. Let me
Yeah.
send them a message. But yeah, no, yeah, it's just a cast of the four of us. And the reason we got cast was because we've already done barbershop gigs before. We've worked as a quartet before. So we got hired with them knowing, because the whole show is about, these four guys who have been best friends forever, who just sang music together. And then we're getting ready to do their first professional show, and sadly we're hit by a bus of Catholic preteens on the way to go see the Beatles perform live at the Ed Sullivan show.
Oh, the
That's
Ed
how they passed.
Sullivan Show.
Yeah, no, so it's really really wacky. But I
I
love
love
it.
it though.
It's very fun. It's a lot of, like the music that you and I listen to, like a lot
Right.
of the 50s and like early 50s and I mean, even late 50s too. There's a lot of really, really good like doo-wop pieces, a lot of good jazz stuff. But since this is the Christmas version of the show, there's a lot more of the holiday quartet flair in there, which has been very fun. But it's a lot of work. It's definitely one of like, I mean, I've, you know, been doing musicals for my whole life, but this is like, I mean, this is a show where we're like on stage the entire time, singing in four part harmony the entire time. So it's a lot of music. So, I mean, the past,
I wish, like, I could come see it.
I wish you could too. I think there's probably going to be some type of way that you can still see it post.
Okay, good.
I'm not sure though. I'm actually,
even if it's just like a few random clips.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a really long time since I've seen the four of you sing together. Like, that was like freshman year the last time I saw all four of you sing together. Keelan and Quinn's, right?
Yes, I didn't sing in that though.
Oh,
but they all sang together.
With Harper?
Yes. Okay. They were singing with Harper then, and then kind of during the pandemic is when I started singing with all of them, and then it became the four of us. So yeah, no, 100%. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since people have like really, really heard us sing. But it's been fun. I mean, we just get to kind of do our thing and do bits, which is like the best.
Which I love. It's very you.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, having a lot of fun, but it's a wacky fun show. So yeah.
So you just graduated with me. We both graduated. We're mm-hmm. class of 2022.
Yes. Columbia College Chicago.
Columbia College Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
What? Tell me about your like education. Like, how did you feel going to school to do the thing? Do you feel like in this day and age, especially since both of us had COVID smack dab in the middle of everything?
Oh, right.
Like, what are your thoughts on... Do you feel prepared to be in this industry? What have you learned since COVID? We're getting real deep.
I was about to say, Claire, you're really like throwing me into the
woods. I said 17 minutes in and we've only done introductions. So let's go.
I know. No, absolutely. No, this is how I like to roll. I mean, okay. I would say, I would definitely say yes to like definitely, like if we're just like, and I'm going to get into detail. I mean, you know me, I can talk forever about, you get me chatting. I mean, I have OCD and ADHD, so I'm like all over the place all at once, but also hyper fixated on so many things.
Which
all at the
is
same
great
time.
For this podcast, because the whole point is for me to ask a question and then all of a sudden we're talking about giraffes by the end of the.
Right. Yeah. See, I was built for this podcast.
Oh, I was too. Like, that's why I made it. Like, is anyone going to listen to this? Dude, I don't think so. I have no idea. Maybe they will. Hopefully they do. Like,
I'm going to promote the hell out of this, Claire. Everyone's going to be listening to this. Do not worry.
Wait, before you continue, I will say I was a BFA.
Yes,
how was a BA with a minor?
An official, like a non-official minor for writing for TV.
Right. Okay.
Because I took classes as though I was minoring in it, did not declare because my advisor told me not to, which was an interesting choice.
Why?
So Cameron, who we had freshman and sophomore year, when I told him, there was a thing that Columbia was supposedly going to implement that I'm not sure if they actually ever did, where he was like, a lot of people have been switching around with minors and stuff, so there might be the possibility of having to test out of a minor if you decide to drop it. And so I was like, okay, I was a freshman when I like brought that up with him. And so then I was like, okay, there's a possibility I still might want to do the BFA, so I might not declare it yet. And then he left. I'm not sure. And then I just was kind of like doing my own thing. And then by the time I made it to senior year, I like was maybe going to declare it. And I'm not really sure why I didn't. I think I was more so afraid that like, if I were to declare it, it would then like, the problem would be that like there would be like a class that I would somehow miss.
So you'd have to stay for another semester or something.
Right. And because everyone was getting trapped up in that. And you know about like all of that stuff. Like everyone.
That's why I dropped my journalism.
Right. So many people were getting caught up in like weird things that like Columbia was saying that like either they like a requirement that they missed or they didn't do. So I was just kind of like, you know, I'm not going to risk it. I'm happy.
Which I will say part of me wishes that I kept that minor.
Yeah.
Because also I could have gotten paid.
Oh, no, that's very real. That's my teacher.
Because my teacher was like, I'm going to recommend you for the college. It's a course, but it was basically writing for the Chronicle.
Oh,
like, I'm going to recommend you for that, which really only juniors and seniors got. Apparently I write well enough to do that. I don't think I do. I think I'm the worst writer.
I would say most writers who are good would say that.
But you get, so. But she was like, I don't know, it's like $8 or $15 an hour. And you just like go in and you pitch things. And I was like, I could pitch things for theater.
Yeah, true.
I didn't do it, obviously.
Yeah, you would have been really good at that. No, yeah. I mean, you would have been really good at that. That's sad. I'm sorry you missed on. You missed out on that. You could have gotten $15.
I know.
But yeah. No, I get it. But yes. Yeah, yeah. So that is yeah, we were just had a little bit of a different course. But that was why I didn't do BFA, was because going into Columbia, I was like, okay, there are other things I want to do. And like day one, I remember they were like, if you just want to focus on musical theater, do the BFA. If you want to look at other things, don't do the BFA. And so I was like, okay, I would, there's a bug. no, there are bugs all over.
I haven't seen bugs yet. Mm-hmm. They spray every second Tuesday of the month here.
Amazing. Our house in Chicago, we don't have a lot of bugs either, which like, thank God.
Also a little cold now.
Right. That's true.
A bug.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, this little cabin that I am living in here in Timberlake, really lovely, very wonderful little space that they have me posted up in.
Maureen and I had very few bugs too, which was weird because we were first level, like we were on the ground level, and we really did not have bugs.
Mm-hmm. My 777 apartment had more bugs, I think, than I would say that our modern apartment did. And that was because of like, see what we're talking about? Literally, I just realized we were talking about, do I think I was prepared for doing,
I know, and half of it's, and half of it's on me bugs. Because I literally was like, wait a second.
No, I know. That kills me. No, but yeah, this is
great.
This
we'll end up talking about aliens or something later at the end. And...
good. I mean, hey, I'm here. Hey. So we're going to be talking about ghosts and Bigfoot and everything. Yeah, no, I got gnats. And the thing was, there was a lot of condensation right around our windows because, you know, one wall was just windows, right? It was right. Floor to ceiling. And if I left my window open, which I did leave my windows open a lot, especially because, you know, the whole AC debacle where they 777 doesn't turn on the AC until, I can't remember. No, they don't turn it on until June. It was May.
I was going to say it's late.
Yeah, they turned it on in June, and we're all under one system because they haven't updated since the 80s, their air conditioning. So yeah, we're all under one unit, and it would get, you know, like it was getting up to like 110 in our apartment. So like I wasn't living at my apartment for like a second, but like had the windows open, and like, yeah, they like the like gnats would like kind of like live up against the windows. And so what I did... I was so desperate. I didn't know what to do. And there were like a lot. So I just like, I was like, oh my gosh, I like need to get rid of these now. So like I got the Febreze that I had in my apartment, and I just like Febrezed like where they were like, you know, all like living. And then I got my vacuum and just like, cause I had a little handheld one, I would just like scooped them all up.
You needed one of those little like zappers. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
they look
God.
Like they look like tennis rackets.
Yeah. Where's it? No, like little like literal lightsabers. Yeah, but for bugs. But I was like, because they were living behind the blinds, so like I couldn't see them.
You couldn't see
them. And so I was like, I had like pushed all the blinds back, and then I was like, I was like, there's so many bugs. But so yeah, so I was like, okay, perfect. So I like just ran, got Febreze, and I was like, I don't know, this will do the trick. And then did that, and then scooped him up with the vacuum. But yeah, that was that. Going back to the original question, I would say that like, because obviously, like you and I have talked about so much, like there are like really heavy pros to Columbia, and then there are also like extremely heavy cons. You know, like I mean, and that's the thing with anywhere, Columbia. The thing that I loved about Columbia, that worked for me, was it was very like you get what you put in. You know,
mm-hmm. Which is everywhere, but it's also like,
right,
Colombia almost garnered more opportunities, and because of that, there were less.
Correct. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I completely agree with what you just said. And I also think that like depending on like what opportunities you got like at the school, that like really kind of determined what your path was like at the school later. However, the school, I don't know, like, cause I wouldn't even say that they really do, but like, I mean, you did the cabaret series. Like there were, and like so many people do their own things when they aren't working on projects that even the school is necessarily putting on. And like, that was like I think my favorite parts about the school was the fact that like, I now even post college have friends like you and like, you know, Josiah and Teddy, and all of like just all of these people who are consistently making things and like contacting me, and like I like am able to help out, and like vice versa, like there are things that I'm like making that like I can just like easily ask people, and like I know how to do that on my own, right. Because the school did actually prep us for that in a way, you know, of like kind of just like having us do it.
I feel like a lot of us at Columbia are very much like self-starters.
1,000%.
And so because of that, but it's because we decided, okay, mm-hmm. well, this isn't working, so we're going to do it ourselves. I would not have known how to, I wouldn't have even tried to go into casting or anything mm-hmm. until I tried, because it's not like I've cast a show before.
Right.
But I was very specific mm-hmm. with my cabaret series of directing something. Right. I don't even remember that cabaret, I won't lie.
I remember
people liked it.
I remember bits and pieces of it. I'm going to be so honest with you. I don't remember performing the cabaret. I remember being in the music building.
I remember and rehearsing. A few rehearsals.
Right. I remember our one-on-one rehearsals. Where I was either starting the evening or ending the evening, and then we would walk back to the Dwight together.
Yep.
Or I would walk with you from the Dwight with Christina, and we would go to the music building. Those were the things that I remember of that process. And I mean, I remember having to relearn because I had done all of the songs that I did for the cabaret before, and it was like so difficult trying to, you know, unlearn them to make them, you know, the
opposite pronouns.
For that cabaret, like You're the Top was, I think,
we should have done that for my solo concert. I was thinking about it, of doing You're the Top, because that would have just been a full circle.
Oh my gosh, that would have been full,
I mean,
circle.
I didn't get to like sing it with you, but I did give that song to you.
Right. No, exactly.
That would have
been
the most full circle thing, but I knew that I had to do Anything Goes with you. Just,
100%.
Because that was 100%. Also kind of how we met. Sort of.
Yeah. Well, I remember how
you remember
met.
How we met?
Yeah, I do. I remember you came up to me and you sat next to me in, it was musical theater fundamentals, and you came up to me and you sat next to me and you were like, this is gonna be really random, but did you ever do Broadway Dreams?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, I did not.
Yeah, I literally was like, do we know each other?
Yeah, that's like... actually, I think that how you started it was, you were like, do we know each other? And I was like, I'm gonna be so honest, no.
I was like, did you do Broadway Dreams? And you were like, no, but I have friends who did. And I was like, and to this day,
yeah,
I have no earthly idea who I thought you looked like, because at this point, if I see anyone,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, Cal looks like Cal. I don't know who else I would think. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't
so
even
funny.
Think of someone else who I would have mistaken you as.
Yeah. No, I recently have been like going through that a lot of like, I went to go see Clue the other night, which was a fantastic show at the Mercury, right?
At the Mercury.
Uh-huh. And it was, I absolutely loved it. I mean, I loved the movie growing up, and it's just, they now finally have the rights to just adapt the movie to the stage. Right. And so Mark David Kaplan, whom I know and love, did a marvelous job. And my friend Tiffany was in it, and she is like literally one of the funniest people I've ever met. And it just absolutely killed it. But no, there were some people in the cast that like Keelan knew, that I have never met before. And like, they were all coming up and like talking to Keelan. And I was just like standing there and they were like, you look really familiar. What was the last thing we did together? And I was literally like, nothing.
I guess you just have a face that we're all just like, we know you, don't.
And even the
maybe director, in another life that I like in another life, we knew each other.
Right. And even the director of Plaid Tidings, whom I've literally never met before, literally came up to me day one. We shook hands and she was like, we know each other. And I was like, no, we literally don't. I was like, not even a one time do we know each other. So, right. Yeah. So it was wild. She like, yeah, she was just like, I know you from somewhere. And I was like, I'm okay. No, but to finally like round out the one question we actually asked, I think I would say like overarching, yes, I got what I wanted, what I needed. I was very well prepared for stepping out into the real world and also still having certain instructors, not by the institution, but by who that person is as an instructor. Like, I mean, if I'm allowed to name drop, like, you know, Justin, Shanna, Andra, David, like, Barbara, like all of those,
Jermaine.
And Steph Shaw, Jermaine. Yeah, like pretty much all of those people who were very, like, much so, like, mentors to me, you know, in college, I know are just a text or email away for advice. And also, like, even so, like, I know if there's a like a reason or like a connection that they have, like they're going to be in my corner, you know, like
and vice versa. Like, mm-hmm. I get texts from Justin and Shanna and Andra, mm-hmm. all the time. You know, Justin was the one who texted me and was like, hey, do you think you could share this? And yep. I'm like, yeah, because that's who I am. I'm the person who they go to when they need help getting it to the masses.
Right, right, right.
Which I'm totally fine. Like, that is a job that I am totally fine doing. I'm their PR. Yeah. Okay, so also things that mm-hmm. have organically come up, but now I'm just going to bring it up because I don't know how to organically open this up. The people that I've spoken to, we've spoken about a Sondheim show.
Mm.
Because it is called I'll Drink to That. I have to throw in some Sondheim, and Katie just happens to be in Into the Woods, so that was pretty easy. And then Vincent came over today and we talked about Company.
Mm.
And a little bit about Sweeney. So do you have like a Sondheim? Do you have a for sure Sondheim that you're like, no, I could answer multiple questions about this?
I'm going to be so honest. I am like, and I think you know this about me for sure. I am like such a specific like musical theater person, not in the sense of like, I don't know, that was probably maybe the worst way I could have phrased that. I just don't like, I'm a person who does musical theater, but does not know a lot.
You're like me.
Musical theater. Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Well, and I tell people this all the time. I say that I'm a fake BFA.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I'm definitely a fake musical theater fan. It's like, I grew up with what I grew up with, and I will do research for a show that I'm auditioning for, or like I know like a friend is in, and like all of that kind of stuff. But I don't think I would be able to answer like an obscene amount of questions about honestly any Sondheim show. And that is not because I am not a Sondheim fan. I am. But I am not a diehard Sondheim fan, you know, like I like love the musicals that he does there, but they're not necessarily like, you know, the ones that I sit down and like, will like just listen to just because I want to listen to a musical. But I had to do research, because I was in, auditions and callbacks for, like final rounds of, Sweeney Todd. And as Anthony,
mm-hmm.
and Into the Woods for Jack, which was very, very fun. So I know
I would love to see you as Jack, by the way.
I would
hear you sing Giants in the Sky, I think would be like so wild in my brain.
I would love to do it. There's a lot of me in Jack, just a lot of just like. I knew the show because I had seen the movie. I had seen people do it before. I'd never.
Oh, you've seen the Meryl Streep, James Corden, Emily Blunt movie?
Yeah. You mean the greatest movie of all time? I'm just kidding. No,
the
but I did
stare I just gave him.
Yeah, I know. I was like, please, Claire, this is a joke.
This is so fun. Random. I just found out that this exists, and I'm going to see if it works.
Please. An immersive view. Wow. This is awesome. This is Claire.
Like...
Look at us. We are. Here, wait. Let me get a little bit closer.
I was going to say, we got to.
Now, wow. We
wait,
are.
Tilt your laptop down a little bit. So you're taller than me, because you are actually taller than me.
In the real life. There we go. Wait. This is actually. There we go. This is it. This is it.
This is amazing.
We're doing our Thanksgiving show right now.
We are. Mm-hmm. This is giving, like, in. Did you ever have school news?
Oh, yeah. Of course we
did. I was an anchor for my school news.
Mm-hmm.
This is giving. Today in the lunchroom, we have pizza, corn, broccoli, and for dessert, ice cream.
We also did school news. It's not in the school news, but I got segments in the news. Because for homework, the kids who were a part of the journalism department had to they had to have a segment that they would do. And there were people who just didn't want to be on camera. So they would just ask me, and my friend Chloe and I did a segment of world news in 2016, where we gave because there was what's going on outside of school kind of segment. And in 2016, when it was the election, she would dress up as Hillary Clinton and I would dress up as Trump.
That's amazing.
And we would give the news. And I loved making fun of him at any point in time that I could.
Wait, there's another one. I'm really liking the fireside, but there's also...
No, this is good. This is really good. Wait, what's the other option? But yes, no.
Labeled cafe.
Oh, okay. It's loading.
My gosh. They have little Pellegrinos. Oh, over here on the side. Perrier.
Okay. Look at
that.
That
looks like a bottle of Perrier. I don't know if I like this one. I like the fireside a little bit.
No, I like the other one better. Also, the lighting.
Then you have the fireside chats is what it's giving. Oh, wait, there's more.
Wait, what's this one? What are we about? Claire, where are you taking? Claire, can we hop in different frames? I wonder.
I don't think so.
This is, wow. I can't believe I'm in it. This is what it feels like to be in my Chicago apartment.
What is this one? Oh,
haunted house. Very haunted house. But look at, we're going skiing. Wow. Yay. This is very exciting.
Zoom, you've gotten really, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, what else we got here?
Nice little
this one's
lecture.
Funny, especially if you had an entire class. Hey guys. Also,
chairs are really large.
I look so small in this chair. This is so funny. Like if I'm so far back, look, I'm like,
hey. I know. Hey guys. Okay, I think I'm gonna go back to the fireside.
I agree. I think that was our best. Okay, Zoom, you've really upped your game here. Welcome to the fireside chat, with Claire and Cal. We're here to talk to you about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday season, for food, and it's giving a holiday cheer. I don't know what else to say. I had something good, and then my brain said, and then it was gone.
Now we have to circle back. Sondheim.
Yes.
I don't even know how we got to where we were. Talk about
neither do I.
News.
Uh-huh.
Also, I just sent Andra a picture of us.
Good.
That was what that was. You look like you're leaning on fire right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's the other hand. Yeah. There we go. Good. Like I'm roasting some marshmallows or whatever.
Yes. No, it's roasted.
On an open. We're about to rehearse that actually later tonight.
Are you really?
we got to rehearse that in 4-part harmony. Yeah, I would say that those.
Into the Woods is kind of like a Into the Woods and Sweeney.
Yes, Into the Woods and Sweeney are probably the two that I would say that I know them well. Okay, you know what?
Into the Woods, Sweeney, Passion,
Sunday.
Sunday in the Park with George.
Okay, so he did in alphabetical order, Assassins, which is another show that I actually really, really like. I don't know too much about it, but I would love to do Assassins.
Yeah, I don't know Assassins.
That one's just about, you know, all of the assassins. And then we've got Candid, which I don't know.
Candide.
Thank you for that. Company. Welcome. Which I know Company decently
dun,
well.
Dun, dun, dun. Here comes Company.
A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
That one you would love.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the opening titles to the movie.
You should watch the movie.
Because
Comedy Tonight is in that. Like mm-hmm. I could see you in that show. Easily.
Thank you. And then Gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
Into the Woods. A Little Night Music. David has talked to me nonstop about.
I don't like A Little Night Music. But I think we did Glamorous Life is from Little Night Music. Mm-hmm. And I hate that song. And my issue with it is just because I had 2 days to learn it when I did it. So I actually have miniature drama to it.
Right.
And I still don't know the words to it. Like, I don't think I actually knew the words when I had to perform it, because I learned it in 2 days. And learning Sondheim in 2 days when you're 14.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I was going to say, that's pretty crazy. That is how I am with the song. The amount of times I have performed the song Goodbye from Catch Me If You Can, I don't know the words to that song. At all. And Catch Me If You Can is a show that I would really, really like to do. I mean, in classic, I sang that song. It's for sure in the, like, that is one of the most stereotypical, just straight tenor musical theater. Yeah, to have in your book. And yeah, I mean, hey, I got it.
The amount of people who sing it for their senior recitals, all right, sure, come on. Granted, I sang a very
I sang it for senior year with HE.
No, I didn't sing. I don't think I actually sang anything super meta or super stupid for my senior.
Yeah.
I guess the super stupid thing was my Carole King. You've got a friend.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no fair. But
it was my cheesy but not cheesy Goodbye.
Oh, right. No, but the first time when I was learning it, I'm performing it, it was the character study with Justin and Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time that I performed it for your first round of notes that no one else in the class watched. I had Peyton and Dylan holding up the lyrics behind the camera and tossing the cue cards as I sang the song. And then I learned.
Do you know that they still do those?
What's up?
Like Jimmy Fallon uses cue cards.
I know. Oh yeah.
And they're written on a piece of paper with a huge Sharpie.
Yeah, that to me is funny.
Wild, duh.
And amazing. And
I watched someone do a stand up bit, and she had all of hers written out on cue cards.
Oh, that's crazy to me. But I kind of love that.
I put on a really very large piece of paper the order to the, hey AJ, the order of the warm up for tap.
Oh, no, 100%.
And I would read what came next.
When we had to record that stuff during the Zoom times, there were so many record and perform things that were due that I was like, okay, the only way that I can, I was like, work smarter, not harder. I had everything taped up against the wall of not everything written out counts wise, but I would just be and this thing
had paradiddle.
Yep.
First
yep,
time
yep,
step.
Yep.
Yep. I can't think of any other tap words. Wing. She never made us do wings. No, actually she did have us do wings, but you didn't have to do a wing if you didn't want to.
Oh, right. Yes. Wing time steps and all that good stuff. I miss tap. I need to get back. Need to get back to tapping. I know you don't.
Anyway, Sondheim.
Oh yes, back to Sondheim.
Let's talk a little bit about Into the Woods. What? Yes. Okay, so everyone has their own little thing about Into the Woods. What draws you to Into the Woods? Obviously, you probably relate a lot to Jack.
Yeah, I would also like. I think it would be a couple more years down the road for me, but I would also really love to explore the Baker. I really, really like both of those roles a lot. I think the thing that really has drawn me, like, because not even, I mean, obviously, like, did research when I was auditioning, but the show itself, not looking at, like, the possibility of being in the show and being like, okay, what do I need to, like, you know, gather for myself, you know, going into the room, is, like, I think it's, like, I am such an ensemble show. Like, I love shows with big ensembles, you know, and everyone kind of like having their own, you know, like the I guess, I don't know. It's just like the comedy and the idea of everyone kind of doing their own thing and them all intertwining, to me is very, very interesting. Just even on like a story base level, I think is like the thing that I think about that show that really gets me. And that's the thing about, I think, almost every Sondheim show is Sondheim is so good at making big ensemble shows of people who all have their different, you know, objectives and them all intertwining and like mashing and, you know, obviously, you know, the conflict that ensues with that. He is so genius about having that, like, I don't know, just like be a wonderful, beautifully baked cake. And I feel like that in particular, especially with the comedic side of Into the Woods.
Into the Woods is funny.
Into the Woods is funny.
Even Act Two is very funny.
And even though it's so dark, the tone is so different in Act Two, but it is still very funny. And that is what really gets me.
Well, and it has to be.
Oh, correct. And you know me, I'm a comedy man through and through. And I think that that's what really got me the most about Into the Woods is like even my coping mechanism, especially like when things become very difficult, is finding the humor. I would say that that's the thing that gets me about that show.
It's the puns, it's the use of words, it's like,
well, and it's all stories that we grew up with, you know, just adjusted and
the Grimm's fairy tales. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I had my little storybook that I was read every, like, most nights too by, you know, my parents,
right?
So yeah, so that was great. But yeah, no, I would say that that's why I really like Into the Woods. And then I've now started to have a better, because I had known Into the Woods my whole life, but Sweeney was like a show that I knew of, but didn't really know anything about. Like, I had seen bits and pieces of the movie, you know. I feel like Sweeney is one of the shows when, like, you go through, like, if you're a musical theater kid and in middle school, everyone had the, like, big show that I feel like took place, not the show itself takes place, but, like, was written and was huge on Broadway from the years 1976 to, like, 2008. Those are, like, that time span of shows are, like, the ones that everyone had one obsession, right?
Right.
And I feel like a lot of kids went through a Sweeney phase. I never did. I never went through
it. I didn't either, because I watched the Angela Lansbury recorded version of Sweeney, and I was talking to Vincent about this.
Yes.
PBS did it on their little
PBS. Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We were probably 7 or 8, maybe, when that played the first time.
Yeah.
And it traumatized me. Like, I was so scared of what was going on, because I was confused, because I wasn't really paying attention, and then all of a sudden he was cutting people's throats, and I was like, what are we watching? Like, I hated it. So I didn't touch Sweeney for a very long time.
That makes sense.
And I still haven't seen it, but Andra had said that Sweeney's kind of what got her into theater.
Yes. Yeah,
which is so interesting.
Uh-huh.
I want to get her on to talk about that.
You have to like somehow, I was about to say, like, trick her into doing it, but no, don't do that. Don't do that at all.
No.
Don't do that at all. Yeah, Claire, you're giving Cinda canning. I still have not finished. Still have not finished season 2 yet, but I am nearly close. Keelan and I are halfway through. But yeah, and I won't reveal anything just in case someone who's listening.
We're talking about Only Murderers in the Building. If you don't.
Yeah.
Exactly. Only Murderers. I'm really excited for you to finish that.
I will text you immediately when I do. I think I have like 3 episodes left. Keelan and I are more than halfway.
Those are some juicy ones. Those are some juicy ones.
But let's just say someone who we have just referenced, someone who was very close with that person has now doubled back. I am at that point.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So that's a... That's where I'm at with that. But that's enough about that. We'll save that, those thoughts for a podcast for another day. Yeah. Maybe I should start a podcast about murder mystery. like shows and just all things mystery.
So, you know, Ellen, who I used to live with right here.
Yes.
So she has a podcast. She has two podcasts now.
Oh, wow. Why?
One of them is called Disappeared.
Okay.
Obsessed with Disappeared.
Okay.
And Disappeared is like one of those like television shows where they talk about a murder mystery and it's all reenactments and it's very dramatic.
Oh, yep.
And then another one, she just released another one and I've already forgotten what it's called and she's going to murder me if I don't get the name right. So give me a second. It's called also, Ellen, if you're listening, it's on my, you can't see it. It's like literally on my thing.
I love this.
It's called Rabia and Ellen Solve the Case.
Oh, I'm obsessed with that.
It's brand new.
Okay.
The Obsessed podcast is they watch this show and then they talk about how stupid things are. Like, it's literally just their commentary. It's not like only murderers. It's like,
it's their
commentary on the show. And it's like, wait, can we rewind? Let's just rewind to this acting choice. Like, it's one of those kinds of things. You might actually enjoy it. I don't know. She's very funny.
Oh, no. That sounds.
But I think you should have a podcast where you watch like old black and white mysteries.
Yeah.
And then you either talk about it and be like, okay, well, if they really wanted to get away with it, they should have just done this. Or like talking about like the film, because I know you also like film, like going deep into like the idea of like, well, in black and white, they had to wear blue or red to make it like that kind of
stuff. Yeah. No, Claire, we're going to continue pitching ideas of what my podcast is going to be. I think
you'd be great as a podcaster.
I think
this podcast needs to figure out how to get a little bit more niche for anyone to really listen to it, but like it'll happen at some point.
Oh no, it will. And I already know.
I need some ideas on how to pull in some more I'll drink to that segment parts of it. Uh-huh. But you're supposed to be like drinking.
No, and here's the thing. I mean, when I'm not on the clock, even though I'm like technically not on the clock, I have to be in just a little bit. I know I'll be back whether you like it or not. I will get you some good segments. Also, I need to plan a visit. I need to come down soon.
Yeah.
And then we can do one live.
Yeah, you can come sit on my couch, on my blue velvet couch, and you'll hold one of these mics like this.
Good. And I'll have my nice little, probably, I mean, as you know, my go-to drink, which nobody judge me, is a Dirty Shirley. I love my Dirty Shirleys so much.
I don't think I've ever had a Dirty Shirley. Is that just a Shirley Temple with vodka?
Yep. Or tequila, depending on how you're feeling. It's better with vodka. It is much better with vodka, in my opinion.
Tequila doesn't sound like it would go with that.
And some people.
Will you bring your Dirty Shirley and I will have my bourbon? There's also a bottle of wine down there, which I was actually going to drink wine tonight. And then my brain went, you could pull that wine bottle out and a mouse run out at you. So maybe not today.
You said, I'm not risking it. You said, I don't even want to know.
I really don't think it's in there. I think it would have come out after me when I opened
Yeah. Oh, my hand's on fire. Sorry.
Wait, are the guys there?
Wait, actually, let me text them. Zach, if you listen very closely, is rehearsing next door.
I can't hear him.
No, he is.
Zach! Cal!
What's up? What is this?
Is it Titanic? Backwards?
No, I can read it, but what is it? Titanic.
It's an exhibition in New York.
When? To anyone listening to the podcast, I am a huge history nerd.
Also, this looks like it goes through January 31st.
Okay. I can maybe somehow find my way up there in January.
I mean, you could drive.
I could drive.
It's a very long drive.
How long?
It's about 12 hours.
It's about 12 hours.
You changed your profile picture.
I did.
When? Since when?
I did last night, actually.
Oh, okay. So it's fairly new.
Very new as of
how did
today.
I miss this? Okay, wait. But regardless of whether you come up, you have to come and see Titanic with me.
Oh, I will.
I will go and see that show a million times over, even if it costs $75 every single time I go.
Oh,
like,
I
Cal,
will.
When I tell you I had the best time by myself, and I didn't even pregame.
Oh, wow. Wow, look at you go.
Like, I could.
Yeah.
I act like I pregame for everything. I don't pregame.
Yeah, I didn't know how to respond to that. I was like, do you pregame for like most things, Claire? No, like, I don't know you to be that person. No, but yeah, fair.
No, I would go. It's the funniest thing. It is Titanic, but it is a parody, and all of the music is Celine Dion.
Oh, I love that.
And there's a Celine Dion impersonator.
I'm obsessed with that. Oh, no, I've seen posters for this show. Yeah, we'll go.
I feel like we talked about everything and nothing.
Oh, all at the same time. Yeah, I'm like...
Okay, so the last question that I ask, and if any of the guys join, they can answer this question.
Okay, perfect. I texted them, so this should be on the way soon.
Okay. If someone were to say, what is Cal's feature drink? Like, what is Cal's drink of choice? Just like...
Oh, Dirty Shirley.
You would say Dirty Shirley?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So like if I went up to a bar and I literally just like left you on your own and came back with a Dirty Shirley, you'd be like, this is exactly what I wanted.
Yes. 100%. Yeah. I will say, and I mean, you know this about me. I am one for being young forever. Nothing physical can ever, you know, like change that, you know, like being young hearted is probably one of the things that I will always cling to the most, I think, in this world, and just like, you know, remaining youthful and you know, finding joy in the little things. And I think a lot of that is like, I don't want to say clinging to, like, because I don't see it as like clinging on to childhood, but having those things that remind you of childlike wonder,
the naivety, know?
What'd you say? Yes, the naivety.
Naive of things.
No, exactly.
And like being
that.
So like children are afraid of nothing.
Oh, no.
Nothing. If you tell a kid to go, and if you were like, I bet you can't do this, they'd be like, watch me. And they would go and do it. And that's very much you now as well.
Yeah. Thank
but,
you.
But like they will, and they are not afraid to tell you. That's why I love kids shows, actually. I love doing shows for kids, because if you ask them something, they will flat out tell you.
Oh, they'll tell you exactly how they're
feeling. They'll tell you exactly how they're feeling.
Yep. No, 100%.
Someone, when we did Shrek, someone was like, you're not Gingy. And I was like, no, I'm the sugar plum fairy. And she was like, no, you're just, but you're not Gingy. And she was like, right. No, Gingy was a puppet.
And you were like, I mean,
listen up, puppet.
That is so good. Oh, and I believe the gentlemen are here. Well, gentleman.
Is it a Zach?
Oh, it is Keelan.
Oh, it's a Keelan.
It's a Keelan. We've got a Keelan in here with some foggy glass. Oh, it's so cold outside. Oh, it's so cold. He opened the door, and I don't think I've been more cold in my life. Here, come on in. Take a pod.
Hey, Keelan.
Hey.
What's... wow, your glasses...
Yeah, his glasses are fogged. It's... Claire, it's so cold here.
It's currently 38 degrees here.
Not bad. It is... like, not far... We are not far off from you. It is... Oh, no. I'm currently looking at Chicago. Mount Carroll, it is 28. So I was wrong. Oh, we now have a Quinn.
We have two gentlemen.
Quinn!
Yeah, Quinn, come on over. And
I haven't seen Quinn in so long.
You're part of it now, Quinn.
Oh, I'm part of the podcast. Yeah, Quinn. Quinn, you're in the podcast now. Okay.
But yeah, no, we're getting ready to drill some music.
Yeah, how are rehearsals going?
The fact that we all at the exact same time went. I would say for the most part, like, I think we're going to have a really, really stellar show.
Yeah.
The show is going to be really, really good. And I definitely think we're getting into a really, really good space with it. Oh, hey. And now we have Zach.
Zach! Okay, so because this is a podcast, I have to actually introduce you. So we have Keelan, we have Quinn, and we have Zach joining us. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's a podcast. It's a podcast with no niche, except the fact that it is called I'll Drink to That. And because none of you have drinks, unless you walked in with a drink...
I have my hot cocoa.
I drank some Powerade seconds before coming in here, so.
I have the warm fluid of friendship.
Yeah, that's the warm fluid, yes.
Yeah.
I'm guzzling it.
God.
I'm guzzling it. I don't have any words for that one. Yep. And Zach, what beverage you got?
I had a Red Bull because I've been I've been tired.
How many wings you got?
Seven.
That's a lot.
Wait. It's a lot of wings. Yeah, that's a lot.
Why don't you have a
microphone? Because I was doing it with headphones, and that was the only microphone that I needed. And I don't have one.
The question that I ask at the end of podcasts are, if someone were to say, what is so-and-so's, like, what is your signature drink? Mm. What is your signature drink? Cal said a Dirty Shirley.
Yeah.
Mine is a bourbon. It's basically bourbon. Mm-hmm. Of some sort. Mm-hmm. It's what I'm drinking. You can't see it, but oh, it's right nice. There. It's mm-hmm. pretty much nice. Gone at this point.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Keelan's is cranberry juice.
So it depends, right? Because if we're at a bar or like something like that, then absolutely cranberry juice. Yeah.
With nothing else, just
drink alcohol.
I don't.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Do you have a coffee of choice? Like, do you have another?
I don't like coffee, but so here's the thing: cranberry juice is my go-to at a bar. But if I'm drinking, like, I would say the most tied to my name is chocolate milk. People think of me as being chocolate milk guy because I also love chocolate
milk. I don't know him as the chocolate milk guy, maybe even a little bit.
A lot of people do.
Okay.
A lot of people do.
If you went way back with Keelan, you would know. Oh, I live with Keelan and I feel like Zach and I drink more chocolate milk.
You drink way more chocolate milk than him. Keelan does.
That's probably true. Yeah. I drink it a lot less than I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fair. That's fair though. Okay, so chocolate milk and then cranberry juice if you're at a bar.
It's only when he's feeling spicy and out on the town.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god. Okay, Quinn.
We're feeling really crazy tonight.
Yeah.
I know, right? Real crazy.
What about you, Quinny Boo?
I suppose a Shirley Temple. I don't really drink either. Or apple juice. Apple juice is really
that's pretty iconic for you.
Yeah, I fucking guzzle that shit.
Why is that your word?
It's just really, you're stuck with me for like four more weeks.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
I don't think I've heard you say guzzle once until today. And I've known you for years.
There's something about like, being recorded that makes me say guzzle. I just got a gulp.
Do you have a favorite like brand of apple juice?
My brand of choice is just like the store brand at like Mariano's. I think it's like the Kroger brand apple
juice. Oh, okay.
It's so cheap and there's so much of it.
Yeah.
And it's got the vitamins in there.
Yeah. Give me the vitamins.
Give me the vitamins.
Like almost always. It doesn't matter like really what mood you're in. You're just like, yes, correct.
Cal and I were talking about this earlier today of like, I'm confusing. I have so many different moods. Like I don't know what, like sometimes I'm a black coffee, want to feel like a cowboy man. Sometimes I want like delicious white chocolate mocha. Sometimes I want a short chai with no water and a shot in it. Sometimes I want a gin and tonic. Sometimes I want a brewski.
Sometimes he doesn't want anything.
Old Doobie. Like sometimes I don't want anything at all. Sometimes I need a Red Bull right this second.
Please
like,
name five more things.
Zach has maybe listed the entire drink canon.
I know. I was gonna say I should just do like a whole episode of just you and I talking about like drinks. Like,
no, it's just gonna be you introducing Zach and Zach going.
I could drink chocolate milk. I could drink regular milk, but with a little bit of coffee creamer in it.
I could drink a milkshake
with a little bit of milk in it.
At this point, just don't bring him back a drink. Bring him back a whole fridge.
Right.
Yeah, don't bring him back anything at all. Give him money and have him get it. Yeah. His GoFundMe is live as well for anyone listening. Like,
I'll put that in the link.
At Zach-Richie-4 on 10.
Oh, you got the number 4?
Yeah. Oh, I got 4. It's like, and I got 2 because I forgot the passcode and then made a new one. But then I remember the passcode.
And so now when I need money that's not on the credit card, what I do is I Venmo myself to go more into debt. But then I have money on my debit card.
Here's what I love. I love the fact that you signed up for Venmo. And within the time that it took you to forget your password, one other Zach Rich signed up for Venmo.
That's so weird. So there was a Zach Richie 3. I also love that this question is what's your drink of choice? And we're now trying to pay off Zach's credit card debt with Venmo. And Claire, this is how the rehearsal process is going.
Yeah, if you're wondering. Are you gonna come see the show?
She lives in New York.
She lives in New York. Are you going to come see the show?
I mean, if someone wants to pay for a plane ticket.
Zach, you can do it.
Claire and I are wearing the exact same sweatshirt.
Whoa.
Are we really?
No. No. His says Beaufort and yours says McGregor.
Yeah.
Mine's
Butch McGear, whatever it's called.
That, yeah, no, the guy on your sweatshirt does look like Keelan.
I need this to stop. I can't.
Look at that. That's you.
I can't.
That's Keelan.
That's Keelan.
You know, Give us the face, buddy. I'm not gonna give us the face. Give us the face.
He's going like that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
Yeah, I was the model for it. I didn't want to say it. Yeah. Yeah.
We should put that in the show. Yeah. Put that in Plaid Tidings.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're in a show.
Oh yeah.
I guess this
do you want to do an ad for that?
Yeah, sure thing. So if you want to pay off Sykes credit card debt, that's at ZachRitchie4.
Oh my God. No, but we should probably hit to the books.
We do.
Okay. If you have to be in the area, check out Plaid Tidings at Upper Lake Playhouse in Mount Carroll, Illinois.
December 1st through the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
It's going to be swell. No pressure.
No pressure.
I don't even know if this is going to even go out before then.
Anyway, if you saw Plaid Tidings at Timber Lake Playhouse, I hope you liked it and enjoyed it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun at rehearsal.
Claire, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course.
Really, really fun.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
The four of you need a podcast.
That's true.
Well, we do need a podcast. Yeah.
Come on over.
Yeah, it's called I'll Drink to That.
Quinn, that was so bad.
The delivery. You're like, I have a great joke, and then halfway through, like,
not even that. I thought it was setting up to be like you had our own name the podcast, and then it was just the name of Claire's podcast, and I was like, that was so disappointing.
Yeah.
If you have some free time, you can come and catch the mouse that's apparently somewhere in my kitchen.
Oh, there's a mouse here too.
Oh, actually, there is a mouse in the Equity House.
Which is probably not allowed.
Dude, the mouse is the Equity
How many Red Bulls have you?
One Red Bull.
That's already
and
too
you have
much.
Seven wings. I
can mouse in the Equity House? I was going to say, have you seen him? This is Seven Wings material right here.
That's fair.
Can Mouse in the Equity House be our podcast name?
Yeah.
Mouse in the Equity House. That's a good name for a podcast.
Like mouse it. Named Klaus in the Equity House.
You're going
mouse named Klaus. No, it's perfect. No,
I don't like it.
Actually, I don't think it's far enough. Mouse named Klaus on the Rouse in the Equity House.
Wearing a blouse? Come on.
There it is. It's good. Anyway, Claire.
I'm leaving. I've gotta go.
I will.
Bye, buddy.
I will text you sometime soon. I will see you soon.
Bye. Have fun.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it was a long one, but we had a lot to talk about. And trust me, half of this was already cut out. Like, we talked for over 2 hours, but that's just me and Cal. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you follow Cal at Callan Roberts, Callan.Roberts, I believe. And, follow us on Instagram at The Broadway Vlogs. Follow me on Instagram at Claire.McConnell. And make sure you add us to your podcast on Apple and Spotify. And leave a 5-star rating if you really enjoyed it. Don't forget, we have a Patreon. We have a Buy Me a Coffee. You can find all of that in our little links on our Instagram and stuff like that. And I'll see you next episode. All right, bye.